And as he heard me discussing this, he raised his hand. I said, "What is it, John?" He said, "Do you know that a lot of the stuff you're saying sounds very Catholic?" And at the time, I wasn't really hep on being Catholic or sounding Catholic. And I said, "Well, you know, maybe to you." And he said, "No, the whole idea that the sacrifice of Calvary begins with the Passover and the Eucharist, and the Passover doesn't end until Calvary, what you're really saying then is that the Eucharist and Calvary are one and the same sacrifice." And I said, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And he said, "Well, that's what the Baltimore Catechism teaches." Well, I never heard of the Baltimore Catechism. And I tried to assure him that this was not Catholic doctrine. I don't want to lose my job. But I felt challenged to check it out for myself. And as I did, lo and behold, I discovered that not only was this fully consistent with Catholic doctrine, but Catholic doctrine took me even farther to show me how the whole liturgy of the Eucharist is based upon the Passover. I had never attended Mass once in my life. And as I began reading some of the doctors and the saints and the fathers of the church, I discovered that for them, the whole Eucharistic liturgy is nothing but the New Covenant Passover. In fact, I discovered that in the book of Revelation, where Jesus is introduced to us in chapter 5 as the Lamb, from that point on, in Revelation 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, practically the rest of the book of Revelation, you have nothing but a prolonged description of heavenly liturgy. And the whole thing is celebrated by this priest and this king that John saw looking like a lamb. And so Catholic scholars, and I discovered to my shock, Protestant scholars were arguing that from the very beginning of the church, John's vision of the marriage supper of the Lamb in the heavenly assembly, where the liturgy was celebrated by all the saints and the angels, that represents the blueprint for the Mass from the very beginning. The Mass is based upon the liturgy of heaven, and the liturgy of heaven is a new covenant Passover based upon the Passover meal. And the main celebrant is Christ, described as both priest and victim. He is the King and he is the Lamb of God, looking as though he's been slain. As I discovered this, I got up enough courage, with God's grace, to attend Mass for the first time one day at noon during a weekday celebration in the basement chapel at Jesu, the university parish at Marquette. As I walked in, I wasn't sure what to expect. I had been conditioned by my own training to regard the Mass as the most blasphemous act of sacrilege a man could commit, where Jesus is re-crucified, where Jesus is re-sacrificed, where Jesus bleeds again, where Jesus suffers again, where Jesus dies again. As I sat there in the back pew as an observer, I watched, to my shock, how this fully biblical liturgy unfolded before my eyes. I could hardly contain myself at a couple points. I want to stand up and say, "Wait a second, this is from Exodus, that's from Isaiah, this is Zechariah. Do you realize what you're doing?" It was so exciting. And then when the actual Eucharistic liturgy began, I noticed how the prayers themselves were based upon the most ancient Jewish Passover prayers. Whole words, phrases, sentences were lifted entirely from the ancient Passover that Jesus and the disciples were celebrating. This, an unbiblical sacrilege? No way. It dawned on me that this is the covenant family meal of Jesus and his brothers and sisters. When the priest got around to pronouncing the words of consecration, and he elevated the host and then the cup, I realized, I have to say, the last drop of doubt drained away from my brain and from my heart. I said under my breath, "My Lord, my God, it's you, the Lamb of God, the host of this banquet and the meal as well, inviting all the children of God to the table to celebrate the fact that we're God's family. We share flesh and blood. We share the same spiritual supper. We are the household of the Blessed Trinity." I could hardly contain myself. By the time the benediction was pronounced,